It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On this special edition of Prophecy Today Weekend, we talked with some very interesting personalities all involved in preparing to build the next temple in Jerusalem. This special edition, A Jewish Temple in Jerusalem, was enhanced by these conversations. For example, we talked with Rabbi Yehuda Glick. He is the former director of the Temple Institute, and they're the major players, putting everything together, developing the implements that must be used in the temple, training the priest, everything that is needed to put the next temple up on the Temple Mount. Winky Madad, he comes from a political journalistic background, and he brought to our attention the Israeli government is not interested in a temple on the Temple Mount in Israel, in Jerusalem, because that would cause a conflict to unfold in the Middle East. Rabbi Yoel Karen said they're building Herod's temple right now, but indeed in the future they will build Ezekiel's temple. That's Ezekiel chapters 40 to 46. 202 verses, detailed information about that next temple. Gershon Solomon, head of the Temple Mount Faithful, talked about having the cornerstones ready to put up on the Temple Mount and start construction. But he also brought to our attention his account of where the Ark of the Covenant is located and how he went to that site. Chaim Richman is a rabbi. He's the expert on the red heifer. We talked with him about the red heifer, but he brought to our attention the Temple Mount is the original site of the Garden of Eden, and key to understanding that's why the temple must be there. And then, of course, Rabbi Nachman Kahana, he's the man who, in his yeshiva, started all the study in preparation to build the next temple. From God's word, he gave these students who began to start preparing everything all the needed information that God wants them to know about this next temple. By the way, he said that he has his priestly garment. It's hanging in his closet, ready for him to put on, and then he will report for duty on the Temple Mount. He told me that he believes the temple will be built indeed in his lifetime. You need to listen to these conversations. In fact, you need to listen to the entire program. It's available at PTRN. That's located at prophecytoday.com. prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Radio when you want it, at your convenience, when you can listen, and listen to the entire program, a special edition of Prophecy Today Weekend, A Jewish Temple in Jerusalem. Will there indeed be a future Jewish temple in Jerusalem? Well, the answer is yes, and here is why. God has promised that is the case. God promised King David that there will be a temple in Jerusalem. That's the Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel chapter 7. In fact, King David's son Solomon built that temple. He did that 3,000 years ago. It's recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar came along. He was the leader of the Babylonian Empire. He destroyed that first temple, as recorded in 2 Chronicles 36. But then 70 years later, Zerubbabel, under the direction of Cyrus, who was the head of the Medo-Persian Empire, prophesied 150 years before he appeared on the scene, he allowed Zerubbabel and about 50,000 Jews to return to Jerusalem to build the second temple. That's Ezra chapters 1 to 6. Herod the Great made that temple majestic. 46 years, John 2 tells us that that was the case. But in 70 AD, as Jesus Christ had given a testimony and a prophecy of the fact it would happen, General Titus destroyed the temple and dispersed the Jews to the four corners of the earth. When you look at Bible prophecy, a part of that promise from God is that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to Jerusalem and he will build the millennial temple, the Messiah's temple. That's recorded and given to us in Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12. Verse 13 says he will rule and reign from that temple forever. By the way, a description of that temple is that Ezekiel passage, chapters 40 to 46, 202 detailed chapters and information about that temple. But before Messiah's temple, there will be a tribulation temple. That brings to our attention Satan's provision. In the Bible, Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, the prophet tells us that the Antichrist will come to power and he will allow for the building of a temple where the abomination of desolation will take place. He will cause the sacrifice to cease. Jesus Christ confirmed that, Matthew 24:15, when he said that if you see the abomination of desolation prophesied by the prophet Daniel, flee, get out of town, head for the protection in Petra. 2 Thessalonians 2:4, the Apostle Paul says, the abomination of desolation will be when the Antichrist walks into the Holy of Holies on the Temple Mount there in Jerusalem and claims to be God. And remember, John the Revelator said that he was told to measure the spot for a temple, Revelation 11:1. The scenario works out after the coalition of nations attack the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Most likely there's going to be a stray scud in that battle that will destroy that Dome of the Rock. That would be, of course, the temple that was there and the location of where the temples were to stand. And the Antichrist will tell the Jewish people they can put their temple up on the holy mountain of God between the seas. That's Daniel 11:45. Well, that will be the beginning of the tribulation temple, which is an absolute. It's going to be on the Temple Mount. And man's preparations have given us the indication that everything is ready. In my latest documentary on the rebuilding of the Third Temple, Ready to Rebuild, Revisited, you'll be able to get the information that you'll need to have as it relates to how man is prepared for that temple to go up. For example, all the priests, 28,000 of them, have prepared to operate that temple. Their garments are made. All the implements that you'll need, like the Mizrach, which carries the blood from the sacrificed animals to the altar. All the furniture, the table of showbread, the menorah, the location where they burn the incense, the altar of incense. The harps have been made, 4,000 of them. The Ark of the Covenant, they know where it is, according to the scriptures. 2 Chronicles 35:3, it's underneath the Dome of the Rock in a secret location. They even have the red heifers. Listen, everything is ready to build that temple on the Temple Mount, which is the original site of the Garden of Eden. There's only one thing that must take place. You see, God promised there would be a temple. Satan, he gives provision for the tribulation temple. But the temple that Jesus Christ will build, it'll be built in the kingdom period. However, 7 years before he builds that temple in the kingdom period, there's going to be an event that will set the stage and start everything in preparations to build that tribulation temple. It's called the rapture of the church. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet of God sounds. We're caught up to be with him in the air. And by the way, that rapture can happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...